the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
We're glad you're here, the radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. It's the You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. He's the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski. Reach Dr. Mike on the phone at 877-711-5211 or udocs@gmail.com, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S @gmail.com. Thanks to all the radio stations who listen to this broadcast, this show weekly. We thank you. We also would invite you to join us on iHeartRadio Talk. You can get your favorite shows and personalities and hear what's going on in health news today. So you do that by adding Radio MD or and You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, to the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio Talk. That's a special news and update station you can customize. It's free, iHeartRadio.com on the web. Download the app or use it on the web. Click Talk in the main menu and search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Hello, Dr. Mike.
How are you, Joe?
I was playing golf today. My golf partner on the second hole experienced lower back spasms, left, went to urgent care, and I got home 2 hours before he did.
Well, you know, the interesting thing was with low back pain.
Well, I'm not thinking about the low back
pain. Let me go here. With low back pain, the successful treatment for episodes of low back pain, a single Labrador, does as well as seeing a experienced, competent spine surgeon.
Well, but it's Saturday.
A Labrador.
Do you know what a Labrador is?
Well,
you can go home to your animal and pet him and get as much relief. You shouldn't take narcotics. You shouldn't get any x-rays for the first 8 weeks. The natural course is to heal, and that's the best way of doing it.
Should I have called you when he... got hurt today?
Joe, you can always call me, you know that. Or email us at udocs@gmail.com to put a. But in fact, and so the key is not doing things that harm you in those first 8 weeks while your body naturally gets better.
But my question is 7 hours in urgent care.
Yeah, that's seven hours.
Well, what happened, obviously, is he got some x-rays, right? And what also happened is he got some other stuff that he shouldn't have gotten. What he should have gotten is a referral to physical therapy where they taught him exercises to do to help him get a stronger core and to recover from this.
Well, that's long-term, and that's what should be done long-term.
That's what you do right away, and then you put an app on your iPhone so with those things so that every 4 hours from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. it reminds you what to do. You save a ton of money, you educate yourself, and you avoid a ton of harm.
What's the average time spent in urgent care?
I don't know. We can probably Google it.
7 hours? 7 hours.
I think 7 hours is pretty long.
That is a long time, from 9 till 4.
Wow.
9 a.m. till 4 o'clock, and he got out of urgent... You know, I think they should rename urgent care. Is that the... that's not the right description of that place. Urgent care?
No, obviously it didn't work.
No, well, but I know of other people who've been to urgent care have spent too much. What is it? Is it just work overload? Is it lack of staff, generally speaking? I can't speak for any specific
institution. No, they're getting things they don't need and shouldn't get. He's going to get, or his insurance company will get a ton of a bill that probably involves some spine films, probably involves a CT or an MRI of the spine.
And some drugs.
He shouldn't have gotten any of those.
And drugs.
And he probably got some opiates. He shouldn't have gotten any of those.
So what
you should do when you get your first episode of low back pain is grab the dog and sit down with the dog and then learn and then book an appointment to physical therapy in 3-4 days.
Who should go to urgent care then?
Well, obviously infections should, fevers should. I mean, there are whole bunches of things that should. But one of the things, the most common thing that people see doctors for, low back pain, you shouldn't see a doctor for in the first 8 weeks of low back pain. Because it is so unlikely to be something that a surgeon should intervene for and can do a benefit by intervening. Herniated discs, the majority of everything in low back pain gets better with nature's healing, with time.
Obviously, you can't golf, right? Because golf is the worst thing you can do.
Oh, golf is a horrible sport.
Yeah, he loves
people
the game.
People don't understand how much twisting you do.
He loves the game.
In 8 weeks, he'll be able to play again.
In 8 weeks, it'll be snowing.
And that'll be good. He'll have a long winter of recuperation. And during that winter, he should do exercises like lunges and squats and, if you will, push-ups.
You're right.
Or, just planks, things that strengthen his lower back and his core muscles.
Yeah.
That's what he should do.
Yeah.
And bent over back rows. He should do those religiously so that the next year he can beat the heck out of you.
Yeah, well, he plays well, and he's disappointed when he can't play, but 7 hours. What's your take on chiropractors?
We have a couple in the Institute, so we like the fact that they do better.
Mm-hmm.
But in fact, they shouldn't see, even in the first 8 weeks, you don't need to see anyone but a physical therapist or, if you will, a chiropractor to teach you exercises that you should do.
Okay.
That's the main thing you should do.
Yeah, obviously, everything's preventative. Preventative would be much better.
Hopefully your friend's listening now, Joe.
Well, I'll get on the phone with him. But he already blew a day at urgent care for 7 hours.
Well, someone blew a ton of money probably on some. You ask him if he got MRI and X-rays that he shouldn't have had.
I will.
Now, if this is not his first episode.
He's had back pain. He's got a history.
And if he has not recovered spontaneously from it in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But if he's had a history, then he should have already known this. That the first episodes, you don't do this.
And he is overweight.
That doesn't help.
No, obviously not. No, that's not a good thing. So he's not done the right things to keep him out of urgent care when it does happen.
But I hope you had a very high bet with him that you get to collect on if he's injured.
That was interesting because I got home and he was still at urgent care for 2.5 hours after I got home. We walked 18 holes. What's history is history. We have a guest at 35 after the hour that thinks we're losing the war on cancer. Is that right?
He thinks we aren't winning it as well as we should or are losing it. Well, in fact, the title is Why We're Losing the War on Cancer and How to Win It, Clifton Leaf, The Truth in Small Doses. Clifton Leaf is a famous, if you will, guest editor from the New York Times op-ed and Sunday Reviews. Previously, he was executive editor at both Wall Street Journal's Smart Money and Fortune. A winner of the General Gerald Loeb Award for Distinguished Business and Financial Journalism, 2-time finalist for the National Magazine Award. This is a detailed summary, if you will, about cancer and what the rates are, why it is different for cancer than heart disease, and how to win it.
And he is a personal cancer survivor.
All right, so that's a good thing, too, knowing you're speaking from experience. You have an idea about a real age tip for this hour, sir?
We do, and it will depend on how fast we go. So I'm going to find out how much time we spend before I tell you what the tip is.
That's good. Okay, that'll be coming up before the end of the hour. And again, on the phone for Dr. Mike, it's 877-711-5211, and our email address is udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. I did talk to someone this week who did give us a try on iHeartRadio Talk, and it was wonderful. iHeartRadio is a way to specifically tailor your music interests, but now iHeartRadio Talk is a way to specifically tailor your information. And we're proud to be part of it, iHeartRadio Talk. So if you've tried it, I hope you enjoyed it. And if you haven't yet, give it a shout. Here are some of the stories we'll be talking about, our medical stories of the week. How many lives could be saved from heart disease every year? The number may be surprising to you. Dr. Mike has the answer to that. And also consuming twice the recommended daily allowance of protein does some good things. So you may want to listen into that. What exactly is metabolically healthy obesity? That's one of the stories we'll talk about this week. And a multitasking video game makes old brains act younger, which is great, too. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.